Lord's table, the celebration of it, is really a continuation of our time of worship. It's not something that we do in addition to it. And certainly, I pray the message that we have heard has prepared, first of all, our hearts for partaking of the Lord's table. Because these two elements that we hold in our hand here, the bread and the wine, represent and depict the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only picture that he has left us of himself. We read about the Old Testament, all those types and pictures and prophecies. That was all until he came. And now all of those types and pictures and prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ, what remains for us in remembering him is what we hold in our hand right here. On that night, on the eve that he was to be crucified, he met with his disciples around the Passover table, but it was the last Passover that he was to celebrate with them. And on the Passover table, the Jewish Passover table, you had the lamb, the roasted lamb that was there. You also had the bread, the unleavened bread. You had a wine cup, and you also had some herbs that represented the suffering of the people of Israel that the Lord delivered them from the Passover, with the Passover. Now, what do we have today? Well, there's no roasted lamb, is there? There is the lamb, but that's in Christ. And so we're not passing around some pieces of lamb here to eat. Christ has borne the judgment of God there on the cross. And so he's the lamb. And there's no more herbs. Imagine if we were still under the old Passover. Here come the herbs. Bitter herbs to pass around. Well, why aren't there any herbs? Because the suffering is complete. It's finished. What remains is this unleavened bread that we hold in our hand. Unleavened because he was without sin. And the wine, which represents his shed blood unto death. That's why this is called an ordinance. It's not a sacrament. A sacrament has the word sacred. There's some that feel like this bread and this wine have some grace to them, so that if you put it in your mouth, somehow you're partaking of God's grace. No, the grace is in who it represents, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it's just simple. No music playing, no special singing like you'll see Sunday. A lot of people can't stand the silence. But here we are before the Lord in silence, reflecting upon his person and his work. And that's how it was established. The Corinthian church, when Paul wrote to them in 1 Corinthians 11, they were trying to make this part of some love feast. Everybody bring their meal, and then we're going to sit down, and then sometime in the middle of the meal, we're going to partake of the Lord's table, and then afterward continue to eat and drink. And of course, there were servants that were at their houses that were serving their masters, that by the time they got there for worship, it was already late. And in many cases, those that had been eating and drinking were already drunk. That shows right there was actual wine that was being used. Some people say, oh, it shouldn't taste wine. Well, when the Lord turned water into wine, it was wine. It wasn't grape juice. Because wine in Scripture is medicinal. It has medicinal factors to it. And that's why even here, the wine that we have is an element. We drink, but it's not designed to make any of us drunk. But as we partake of drinking this, we remember, you say, what's the medicinal value? By his stripes we are healed. By the death, the blood shed of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're healed. But also the bread, unleavened. But I always make that a remark. You see the flames of the fire on it. This was put through fire. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ endured in his body. And so that's why Paul writes here very simply in 1 Corinthians 11, and we'll thank the Lord partake. He said, I've received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. That's all I'm attempting to do right now. Take what I've received of the Lord through the writings of his apostles in simplicity. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he took that bread, he took it off that Passover table. He didn't clear the table and say, okay, let's start over. No. He took that Passover bread because of now showing what it would represent, the fulfillment of it. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. That's why we have this bread. This do in remembrance of me. This is a memorial meal. Again, not designed to make us full, but to remember who? Remember the Lord. This do in remembrance of me. That's where salvation is. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says in verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, again, the same Passover cup that had been passed around from which they were drinking, now he took it. And he said, this cup is the New Testament. Why is it new? Well, it's newly fulfilled. It had always been prophesied, but now, newly fulfilled, he says, in my blood. Never leave that part off. In that bloodshed, this do ye as oft as ye drink it. There's no specific time that we're given whereby we're to partake of this table. We could do it every week, should the Lord so direct. He's directed us to do it at the end of every month. Some do it the first of every month. It's not the day or the time, it's who it represents, his person, his work. But he said, this do as oft as ye drink it, but as oft as ye drink it, as oft as you eat it, for one purpose, this do in remembrance of me. There's no salvation in this bread. There's no salvation in this cup. You can take this bread and put it on the lips of a dead person, it will not give them life. You can open their jaw and pour this down their throat, it will not give them life. The life is in who it represents. And so as we partake, that's who we're remembering. The Lord Jesus Christ. You can't remember someone that you've never known. And in remembering Christ, it's because by his Spirit, he's been pleased to reveal himself in us. And he says, for as often as you eat this bread, there it is again, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, that word means actually to preach. So every one of us that has this in our hand right now, we're preaching a message. What are we preaching? The death, the Lord's death till he come. Who he is, why he came, what he accomplished, for whom he did it, where he is now. That's proclaiming his death. And so as we partake, that's what we're remembering, the great Savior. Gracious Father, thank you for these elements. Know that we have your word which teaches us of Christ, but now to actually hold in our hand what Christ himself has left us, that we might remember his death till he come again. I pray that in so partaking, truly we would remember your dear son and that blood shed unto death, that you might be a just God and Savior. We give you all the praise and thanks in his precious name. Amen.